This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Consumer debt, not counting mortgages, has climbed to $4 trillion, higher than it's ever been before, even after adjusting for inflation. Middle-class debt is swamping families as cars, college, and housing has become more costly without wages budging. Act Blue, the small donor donation platform, further enforces Vermont's Bernie Sanders grassroots fundraising prowess, where he continues to beat all other candidates in attracting small donor contributions in large swaths of the country. More than 7.5 million restaurant and hotel workers quit in 2018, the most since the Bureau of Labor Statistics began releasing these numbers in 2001. Another 10.7 million food service and hotel workers were hired last year, but there was an average of 900,000 job openings in this sector every month in 2018, also a record. The quit rate is even higher in 2019. Homeownership rate for Hispanics has increased more during the past several years than any racial or ethnic group, including whites, from a 50-year low in 2015. It has risen 3.3% since then, according to the census. 3.4 billion people in the world lack internet access. Restaurants in Australia have successfully fought to change regulations that Uber Eats and other app delivery services cannot charge them for delivery mishaps outside of their control or caused by their delivery drivers. According to Pew Research, voters under the age of 53 cast 62.5 million votes in the 2018 midterms. Those 53 and older cast 60.1 million. Nearly 21 million Russians live below the poverty line, an increase of 500,000 people this year, according to official statistics. 40,000 civil servants in Hong Kong demonstrated against the government where they work, particularly against the actions of the police in dealing with recent protests so harshly. Two of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's top aides, who've been caught in firestorms with other congressional representatives and their staffs and taken unusually public profiles, have been forced out as part of the peace progress with Speaker Nancy Pelosi. HUD is proposing rules that would raise the bar to prove housing discrimination, putting five tests rather than three, and advising landlords in how they can resist discrimination charges. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rethke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.